Assembly members are heading back to Stormont within the next couple of weeks, and they really need to take stock of where they are and where they hope to go. And if they've spent some time speaking to ordinary working class people in Coleraine, Limavady, or indeed any of the other towns, they'll find that the issues that affect people most are not the issues that they have been campaigning on all summer.
You're saying that there are issues of poverty, there are issues of economy, and these are things that don't appear to be on the political radar within Stormont. Given that a lot of the financial purse strings are controlled from Westminster, is there anything that Stormont can do about things like this?
Well, indeed, there's a lot. You know, if you build self-confidence among people, you'll find that people themselves will rise on the tide. But places like Coleraine have got this notion of affluence. But when you look at the statistics from the government departments, you'll find that there's horrendous unemployment. There's a lot of people who qualify for disability living allowance, an indication that there are serious health problems there. Education, while at the top, has been wonderful, and we have local children going to Oxford and Cambridge and Dublin and other places. Beneath that, there are 9,000 people across the north, young people, leaving school every year who can't read or write. Those are real issues. And I think, Donal, that's the reason why the turnout at elections in recent years has been derisory, but not much has been said about that. Politicians need to give people hope, and they need to give them a reason for identifying with the democratic process. In the meantime, they've focused on the riots and all the nonsense that's going on and costing millions of pounds that should have gone into education, gone into health, and gone into the other things that would create a new infrastructure.